This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting, of course, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and, of course, all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially those keeping America rolling along, we appreciate you, the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men or women, depending on what you're doing, where you're doing it, how you're doing it. Thank you very much. Of course, the FedEx, the UPS, as well as the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail and goods all around the country. And, of course, we have our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, all in the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And we have our Amazon warehouse workers. Thank you very much to those guys and gals, as well as our Amazon drivers out there listening to us on the radio. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe. You can find us on Gab. You can find us on Parler. We're also on Getter, we're also on True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. And don't forget to go out and check our website out, too, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, from California, it's none other than the man of the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Great, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Cole Patty. All right, thanks, guys. There we go. They were very nice tonight and cooperative. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we wish and want to say the best to our people because of those two words, under God. We say them, we emphasize them. And like I say, last night there was some divine intervention that helped out that ball player, Damar Hamlin, who is going to survive. As far as how bad his injuries are going to be, we just don't know yet. All right, well, I'm going to go to the phone lines here, Kyle, because we've got Iron Mike on the line here. So, Mr. Iron Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, Captain, I'd be interested in the professor's take on this, but Sunday Mass, not too far from Mission Barbecue, there was a young priest got up for the sermon and started to talk about the new year and the bad things that happened last year, and talked about the woke stuff and all the negativity that's coming out of our leaders, so-called leaders. And when he was done, and I keep in mind, I've always thought these younger priests are a little bit liberal, and keep in mind the after his speech or after his sermon, everybody in the thing a standing ovation for about a minute. I've never seen that happen.
What do you say?
Well, he was talking about all the crap, and he never mentioned Democrats, but you could tell what was going on.
So, in other words, he wasn't woke; he was awake.
I couldn't put it better myself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
You're the pro.
There's hope for America yet.
Yeah, that's my thoughts. It ain't the fat lady hasn't sung for this country. So.
All right, well.
Anyway, I'll see you in about 3 hours.
All right, 4 hours. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate the conversation there. Okay, that's Iron Mike, and of course Iron Mike comes over to have lunch with us at have lunch with the captain at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays. So you can meet him over there if you want to come over and meet him. Now, Kyle, back to you. You know, you can't make this stuff up. You sit here. And here we go again, okay? Elon Musk says that Dr. Fauci Twitter files will be released later this week. And Fauci's trying to make it sound like, well, there's nothing there. There's no there. Everything's going to be fine or whatever. And I have my doubts about that one. How about you?
Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, Captain, because... You know, all these things that were associated with Twitter throughout the pandemic and the squelching of, quote, misinformation and stuff like that, it was a Fauci field day, basically, back in those days. And so now we're going to find out a lot more of what might have been going on, how certain decisions were made, and certainly Dr. Fauci's role in supporting what was happening in Wuhan, whatever that may be in terms of the U.S. sending money for research. Was there gain of function going on? Did we understand that? Did we know that on our end in terms of the CDC and the U.S. government? All these things coming out could be a major, major catastrophe for Dr. Fauci or his ilk in this sense.
All right, speaking of ilk, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and myself. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I think we're going to let Kathy take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You know, I never get hungry until I play that spot. And because it's Tuesday, and because I know where I'm going to Mission Barbecue, I get hungry. I don't know. We'll have to ask Kyle. Does that happen to you, Kyle?
It does. Because then you start thinking about Mission Barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. Start thinking about eating food. And by the way, today, you want to talk about something good? You should try their turkey, the smoked turkey.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's excellent. It's excellent. All right, well, back to the drawing board here. Japan says it's scrambled jets to monitor Chinese aircraft carrier operations that were operating off the coast of Japan.
Well, that's right. They've been doing this over the last couple of weeks, we understand. They're looking at China's aircraft carrier, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, the Liaoning, if I'm pronouncing correctly, and there are other five of the warships that were on naval maneuvers, we understand.
Okay. Now, the Israeli foreign minister is going to attend the Abraham Accords summit in Morocco.
Well, that's right. Exactly. And so, of course, now we do have a new prime minister, of course. Well, it's a new old prime minister, I guess, if you put it that way, in Israel, which means, of course, that the game has changed once again. So, obviously, I think we're going to be seeing some things, movement, that is to say, in the Middle East, at least diplomatically and politically.
Now, there's been a lot of activity by China and North Korea off the coast of South Korea. And the South Korean forces and the United States military are now eyeing joint military exercises using their nuclear assets, according to the South Korean president, Yoon.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And Captain, you know, the things that we were looking at 30, 35 years ago when the Soviet Union existed, and we looked at possible confrontations between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, now we're dusting a lot of that off, not in the sense that we have the same situation, but that we have more nuclear danger today, it would seem, from rogue states, for example, like North Korea. In fact, there was an article that came out just a few days ago talking about 15 or 16 U.S. cities that are most likely targets for a nuclear attack in the event of conflict, and how they're woefully unprepared for this kind of thing. It emphasized the West Coast, of course, because that's where at some point in time, North Korean missiles may be able to reach easily, especially places like San Francisco or Los Angeles. And so this is a very, very real thing, and it cannot be allowed to get out of hand. Much like Iran developing a nuclear weapon, North Korea actually gets their act together on that, it could be a very, very volatile thing.
Well, according to North Korea, they can already reach the West Coast.
Well, exactly.
They just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, we see them launch it, and then it goes over Japan or falls into the Sea of Japan, this kind of thing. But, yes, at the moment that those capabilities are really real, and you start getting the atmosphere with which they might want to do that to, quote, appear strong or do what they want to do, because it doesn't follow rationality when it comes to these rogue states. So at some point, we may find ourselves in a very, very bad position of having to take some kind of action.
Now, Joe Biden's monetary policy is bad. I just ask any other country that's out there. Don't take our word for it. But according to a congressman by the name of Stile, he says that Joe Biden's monetary policy is currently driving inflation upward. I find that easy to believe.
Well, certainly. You know, it's like inflation is just befalling us. You know, it just sort of came out of the sky, and it just kind of, it's just one of those things, you know, and they'd love for you to believe that, but the policies pursued by the Biden administration, especially when it comes to energy, are the very things that have driven inflation and driven Americans into having to make very, very tough decisions about how to spend their money going to the grocery store, for example.
Now, in light of what's transpired with some of the justices, Supreme Court justices, and the people out in front of their homes and all that, Chief Justice John Roberts is now raising concerns about the justices' safety, and he wants some extra protection put around the Supreme Court justices.
And they should get it in this atmosphere in which we live. What's driving a lot of this, Captain, I think, is, again, this notion that everything has been demonized. Our entire system is being attacked in the sense of its legitimacy. We've actually heard people say things like, we call into question the legitimacy of the Supreme Court, but our system doesn't function unless people agree that you have an ultimate authority. This is what the founders set up. The ultimate authority of constitutionality,
yep,
is the Supreme Court. And once you tear that away, then it's anybody's ballgame at that point, and that causes chaos.
Now, Representative Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin has come out and said that digital fentanyl, the TikTok version of digital fentanyl, that's what he calls TikTok, should be banned nationally immediately.
Well, I think just a few days ago, right before the new year, Captain, didn't the House of Representatives, under the Democrats, of course, ban TikTok on all of its devices?
Yes, they did.
Yes, and so that was a major move, and a lot of young people, I think, were certainly interested in that development. It wasn't a ban of TikTok on devices across the U.S. for everybody, but it needs to be said that if you have the Democrat-controlled House doing this, people ought to sit up and take notice, because it transcends politics at that point. The problem I see here, Captain, with the TikTok thing is that it's hard to get many, especially young people who use TikTok, to see it in differently than any other social media platform, which they believe could take some of their personal info or build the cookies for them or this kind of stuff where they can track and give them advertisements. We have to get that notion that, no, this is really nefarious from what we understand of what's happening with TikTok. That's the hurdle to get over.
Okay. Now, institutional investors are bullish right now on 2023. Many of them are saying that 60% expect the stocks to rise by at least 6%, and nearly 20% are foreseeing gains of 11 to 19%. In the stock market. This is all coming according to a new CNBC poll. Now, remember, this is CNBC, and they're not all that accurate.
Well, was it Yogi Berra who said predictions are always hard, especially about the future? I think it might have been him. You know?
Yogi Berra.
Yeah, but this is the kind of thing where it's hard to believe that we're going to see major upticks only because of what we're seeing right now. And the idea, of course, even if you look at interest rates, that's a big indicator for how the economy is going. Look at home prices and the valuation of homes. It's so hard for first-time home buyers to go out and buy something. Most people, I would suspect, listening to this program right now, couldn't buy the house they're living in because of the interest rates and the prices right now. And so it's going to really squelch down, I think, the home buying. And it's just going to have an effect throughout the rest of the economy because of inflation. So to think you're going to get these great gains, maybe, hopefully, but the proof's got to be in the pudding. And we got to get a little bit further into 2023 for that.
Now, what happened to actor Jeremy Renner with these injuries that he got from a snowplow, from a freak snowplow accident? What happened to him?
Well, it was a little bit mysterious about 24 hours ago, but what we know right now, Captain, is that they're saying that actor Jeremy Renner, of course, people will know him as Hawkeye from the Avengers series. He's a great actor. I've seen him in many. In fact, I just watched a movie the other night that had Jeremy Renner in it. Did a great job. By all accounts, he's a great guy. He suffered what they're calling blunt chest trauma, and then what's only being described as orthopedic injuries following some kind of incident with a snowplow on January 1st. Now, he was in his home near Reno, Nevada, where, of course, they were all snowed in and everything. He keeps a home in that area for skiing and recreation, I believe. And that's all we know. But he is in, we understand, I believe he's in critical condition, critical but stable, I believe. But he had to undergo surgeries, and he was airlifted, by the way.
Airlifted.
Yeah, oh. Airlifted to the hospital. That's how bad it was when they came upon him. He's 51 years old, by the way.
Okay, because I know he's done a lot of this action movie stuff.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
right.
The Avengers. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is said to be in critical condition after collapsing during Monday's game against the Cincinnati Bengals and has since been suspended. It happened in the first quarter after Hamlin made a tackle. Broadcasters on ESPN's Monday Night Football said he was given CPR and oxygen on the field. Hamlin was taken off the field by ambulance. A top NFL executive says there will be no further updates at this time on Bills safety's DeMar Hamlin. NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent spoke with reporters on a conference call Monday night and added that it never crossed the league's mind to resume the game after Hamlin collapsed. The official press release from the NFL says tonight's Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game has been postponed after Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin collapsed. Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You know, the great thing about the camaraderie that we have there at Mission Barbecue and all of the great people that we have to come over there to see us is the fact that they're genuine and they're real. There's no phonies in our crowd, I'll tell you that right now. So if you want to come and meet some real Americans and have a good lunch in the process, come on out to Mission Barbecue today over on West Waters from 11:30 to 1:30. I will be there. And Kyle, we are back with Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle. Oop, wait a minute. What do we do here? Okay, good morning, Kyle. You there?
Good morning, Captain.
All right. You must have had your volume down. I went to look at mine. It wasn't me. So there you go. Okay. Now, you know, I want to say this again because somebody's asking me, what is McConnell doing in Kentucky with the president? Well, here we go. So we're going to repeat this because somebody wanted to know. Well, Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will join President Joe Biden tomorrow, Wednesday, for an unusual event in the senator's home state. Now, they plan to highlight nearly $1 trillion in infrastructure spending, part of the bipartisan bill passed back in 2021. McConnell joined the Democrats in voting for the legislation, drawing a rebuke at the time from former President Donald Trump and other conservative Republicans. Now, McConnell is also now one of several Republicans, and he's under scrutiny, of course, after helping the Democrats to pass legislation, including the infrastructure bill in 2021 and the omnibus spending bill in 2022. The latter was signed into law last week over New Year's.
Well, that's exactly right. And so what the president is talking about, they're saying that the president's going to deliver remarks on his economic plan and the rebuilding of our infrastructure, creating good-paying jobs that don't require a four-year degree, and revitalizing communities left behind, according to the White House advisory on this, Captain. And, gee, I don't know. I mean, do you buy any of this?
No.
That's really going to happen?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. Do you?
Well, of course not. It's a lot of these things that, especially coming from the Biden White House, they talk about these things. They want to be able, they're desperately looking for good news cycle stories. They don't want to talk about Biden running. They don't want to talk about the issues that he's obviously experiencing. They don't want to talk about the problems in the economy. And they want you to think that it's just all about spending. And here we have this bill that Mitch McConnell helped get through, of course. And so all we need is some much more spending. It's all going to be fine. Stick with us and don't ask any more questions. I mean, I think
stick with us and your money will be well spent. Yeah, right.
Well, exactly. As opposed to zeroing in on the things that really actually make people create jobs in this country. The job creators need to be the small businesses, the mom-pop stores even. You know, this is where it really happens, and you do that by giving people opportunity, keeping interest rates low, and making sure that we are energy independent. I mean, these, it seems like a simple recipe. You know, I know it's easier said than done, but it is pretty straightforward.
Are you going to be wearing your Make America Great hat anytime soon?
Maybe. I know that we had a big development in people who wear them. Yeah.
Well, wearing a MAGA hat represents a person exercising his or her right to free speech, according to a U.S. Appeals court. They ruled that, meaning with the 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, reversed a federal judge and ruled in favor of a Washington middle school teacher who claimed that a principal violated his free speech rights by threatening discipline if he continued to wear the Make America Great hat again to training sessions.
Right, yeah, this wasn't a warning to school, during the school day while they're instructing. This was done, as you said, at the teacher training sessions. According to the individual, he says the principal of the school had called him a racist and a homophobe and said he was going to need a union representative if he ever wore the hat again. So obviously, Captain, when it comes to free speech, where the 9th Circuit Court is reversing the federal judge and saying here that it is a form of free speech, presumably other hats with other phrases, political phrases, would also be considered free speech. But it seems to me, Captain, that when you intimidate somebody into the idea that they cannot express themselves as they are allowed to under the U.S. Constitution, that sounds to me like something bad.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, well, but the idea, of course, is that you have people that are going to want to police their version of what it means to have free speech in the United States.
Oh, boy. There's one born every minute, right?
Well, exactly. This is why, again, we have a legal system. We have a way, and this is what the courts do. They interpret the laws, and ultimately, up to the Supreme Court, they'll interpret the Constitution as to what is acceptable, that falls under the rubric of the Constitution. And if we just continue to, well, no, you can do this, but you can't do that, and use intimidation tactics. Well, we see that in other countries in history, and we always look at that and say, that's not the United States.
Now, we had an incident in California, I believe it was yesterday or maybe it was Sunday, where two levees busted around Sacramento and the water went downstream, so to speak. Now, evacuation warnings amid the flooding are there after the California storm that has gone through, that it's now moving into further into the mountains and towards Nevada. What, pray tell, happened to all that water?
Well, as you said, I think it made its way in that direction you were talking about. We understand it. I think it closed Highway 99, and I believe we understand now that it's been fully reopened between Fruit Ridge and Florin Roads that happened on Monday night, we understand. And so this is definitely a big issue. They've had a lot of rain in that area, that's for sure.
Now, the water that should be going for the farmers is not, but right now this water by coming through the levee is that correct?
I don't know for sure, unfortunately, but it did. Yeah, the levees did get toppled over. Overall, in California, though, Captain, the water crisis has a lot to do with the fact that water that comes from the rain goes out to the ocean and is not reclaimed in any way. So once it's gone to the ocean, it's gone. And there have been many different proposals to try to claim it, but of course there's the environmental impacts of this, which unfortunately put the brakes on this kind of thing. And the California farmers really are hurting. In fact, if you drive through the Central Valley, you'll see the signs. You'll see people saying, you know, we need the water and this kind of thing. It's a huge, huge problem.
So today they're going to vote on McCarthy in the House of Representatives to be the Speaker, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Do you think by the close of business tonight, whenever that is, they'll have a speaker?
Well, hopefully so. He's still not able really to satisfy the four or five Republican, hardliners, basically, who are trying to fight it. Hopefully, it also depends, too, Captain, on how many people are actually there. I understand that it actually does affect the number you need to be elected speaker, if you only have a certain amount of congressional representatives in attendance.
Well, where would they be? They're supposed to be there.
They're supposed to be there, but they're not always. See, that's the thing. So that may be a factor, although I don't know that it really will be in the end. But obviously, you got to be able to have a functioning Congress, and but so we'll have to see how it pans out. He's tried to make these concessions. You and I have talked about this. We need to have a central message. There needs to be some unity, and those who are promoting the disunity, you know, are not accomplishing perhaps what they think they are, other than to simply maybe get their names out there. But right now is not the time for a lot of infighting, because this is razor thin. But the whole thing is, it wasn't a big red wave. They've got to get in there and start demonstrating exactly what they're going to be capable of and win votes.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
There, Kyle, that's called Good Lovin' Gone Bad from 1974.
Yes, very much so. It's a great hook, and it's a great sound. Bad Company, yeah.
Speaking of hooking, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, we continue to see that rain coming in, of course, up in the Northern California area. Also, Southern California getting ready to have 2-3 days of rain coming in. And so that's definitely something that a lot of Southern California folks are just not prepared for, unfortunately, when it really, really does start raining. But you mentioned some of those flooding issues up in Sacramento, of course. That also, we continue to see aerial flood watches in the in Northern California from a little bit south of Sacramento up towards Redding. And then over into Northern Nevada, we'll see more storms come through this week, maybe also some next week. It looks like there's snow on Donner Pass right now. It looks like it's 25 degrees and light snow. Cabbage, we've got ground fog reported. Snoqualmie Pass looks pretty good. No restrictions there right now. It's bare on the pavement. Wet in some places, they say, but overcast skies. Now, going up for more fog up in Montana, up on U.S. Highway 2, up near Glasgow, we've got some fog. That's also going to be along I-94 in the Miles City area now, and then over towards Glendive, and then down towards Brodus with the dense fog advisory. Snow north of Salt Lake, up towards Logan, up on I-15 in Utah, and then winter weather advisories all down Interstate 15. Winter weather advisories coming out I-70 west of Denver. So please do be careful out there.
Well, I got news for you up there in North Dakota tonight. You got fog across halfway across North Dakota from Montana over almost all the way to the Minnesota line. Not quite. It's moving along, though. It might get there up that way. And then up in the northwest corner of South Dakota, to include Rapid City, you've got fog up in there. In the meantime, the southern part of Rapid City coming across and angling up into the central part of Minnesota, you've got a winter storm warning. That winter storm warning continues on down into Nebraska tonight, across most of Nebraska, and over in the northeastern corner of Nebraska, to include Iowa, over towards the northwestern corner of Iowa, and up into the lower part of Minnesota, you have an ice storm warning. How about that stuff?
Wow, yes.
Yeah, so here we go. And you've got snow in other parts of Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And moving on down below to Kansas, you're going to have some snow on the west side of Kansas coming over about 100 miles or so from Colorado, where you also have a winter storm warning going up I-76 into Nebraska. We have some fog over in Missouri right now, northern part of Missouri. We have some fog in the eastern part of Kansas. We've got some icing conditions over there coming out of Oklahoma on I-44, coming up out of Springfield over to the east on I-44. You're going to have about 50 miles or so of looks like icy conditions. Down into Arkansas, had problems all night long. Heavy flooding coming out of Texas, I-30. Heavy flooding all the way up towards the bottom part of like a little connector right there with Tennessee, flooding up around up around Memphis. Sorry, I'll get it right in a minute. Flooding in the central part of Arkansas. You've got some severe thunderstorm warnings in the southeastern corner of Arkansas, as well as the northern part of Louisiana. And you got some rain coming up out of Beaumont, Texas, up into Louisiana. Then you've got fog all the way across over to I-10 from Beaumont all the way over to Jacksonville. Fog up to Valdosta, up 75. Fog up 95 all the way to Myrtle Beach. And then you got rain that's coming out of Louisiana, the New Orleans area, and running up on an angle up across the bottom part of Mississippi and Alabama, and also over into the central part of Georgia tonight. So that's where our rain is. And then I got to move up real quickly up into Pennsylvania, the central part of Pennsylvania going up by 81. You're going to have fog all the way up from the Maryland line all the way to the New York line. You've got fog along, let's see, Ohio and Indiana tonight. You've got some rain Lake Michigan, and we got some more unsettled weather conditions, if you will, in North Carolina, as well as the mountains of Georgia. We could be getting some interesting weather up there in the not-too-distant future. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget, the pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, boy, it was a long one tonight, but it is what it is. There's some nights there's nothing, and then like tonight you got storms all over the place in the south-central part of the United States. And some tornadoes, unfortunately, are bouncing around out there. All right, let's go to the phone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had this horrible football play last night. The ball player from the Bills, Damar Hamlin, he's 24 years of age. He's going to make a recovery, but he was in rough shape for about an hour and a half.
As it turns out, he had a heart attack.
Yes.
And this was not because of some hit that he actually was doing the tackle. Because he got up from that, stood up, adjusted his helmet, and then just fell back down. But EMT did restore his heartbeat on the field. He was given CPR as well, but they did restore it. It took quite a while in order to do that. And he is now listed in serious but guarded condition. So it was kind of a moment-by-moment thing, but there are a lot of the fans also went to the hospital to be with him.
They're still there, by the way, too. They have a whole individual. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's a darn good thing they had an AED right there at the bench, because if they hadn't had one there, he would have died.
Well, we don't know that.
I do, because I know what the circumstances were. I've been through this before. When we didn't have one, we lost more people than we didn't, because CPR wouldn't save them when something that bad would happen. By the way, we did have one baseball player that took one in the chest, 100-mile-an-hour fastball in the chest, and it just missed a direct hit on his heart, and it knocked him out flat to the ground. He had an irregular heartbeat. We were all looking at each other. We called the hospital on our ambulance phone. We transported him as quick as we could, but I'm telling you that, and he lived. He survived, but when you get a shot like that in the chest, people don't understand what happens. And this is a baseball player talking about. But anyway, hold on. Be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, here on a Tuesday morning. And don't forget, today is Have Once for the Captain Day over there at Mission Barbecue, West Waters. Stop on by, say howdy-howdy to us, and we'll be there. Hope you're there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.